Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Welcome back. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go.
What's this guy doing?
I have no idea.
He's going to get fired live on the air again.
I got to manage people on here, bro.
I'm not your bro.
Yeah. Just heard that.
You brought boxes. All things B today, baby.
Boxes?
Baby.
Anything good?
Boxes.
Do we get to open them now?
Sure, you want to open
them on air.
You can open it up.
Describe what we got.
It's a pizza with pepperonis on it that I can't eat.
Oh, sorry about that. That was good.
That was good. I knew it was good. You can rate it. What do you want to rate it?
Let's say an 8.9.
Oh, an 8.9. Why 8.9. Would you do that?
Actually, it was 8.9. It wasn't quite 9, but it wasn't quite 8.8.
8.9, I'm living with the gods.
I don't know why you would ever go that high.
I'm living. Well, you didn't.
My review means nothing. I'm a nobody.
Well, I know.
So is he. Dave from Barstool Sports is a nobody.
He's eaten way more pizza than I have.
Not more than me. That's a fact and documented.
What are you good at? Are you good at anything?
Talking trash.
No, just talking. I don't know about trash.
Well, obviously not talking.
No, just talking. Rambling.
Hey, I got my credential revoked from Brooklyn. Obviously, the guy's afraid of me. So
no, you didn't get it revoked.
Of course
it did. It was just never given to you.
They're afraid of me.
No. Revoked means you had it at one point. You never had it.
Oh, I had it.
No, you didn't.
I was golden.
Why do you just make stuff up?
What do you mean? I'm like the golden boy. What's that guy's name? The other boxing dude?
The golden boy.
That other guy.
The beauty of his stupidity, it really gets my mind off things. You're the shock jock expert flunky.
That makes me the co-host.
No, he's the co-host.
That makes me his co-host.
Makes what?
I'm his co-host.
Why don't you read up the fight card?
I don't have my phone.
Really came prepared today.
Got no phone.
All right. We don't need him. Now, do you have the fight card?
I can pull it up.
All right, then you can stay on the air.
UFC Rochester?
Rochester.
I guess with being on ESPN Plus and as many events, they're going to go to cities they've never been to before, like a Rochester or a Greenville.
I wonder why. There's so many big cities. I don't want to say good cities,
So name it. Where would you go instead of Rochester or Greenville?
Anywhere
besides that, but where would you?
Washington, D.C.
Okay, do you think you'll get one, what the arena would cost to rent out, and two, the ticket sales for a middle of the road card in a Washington, D.C., where people have tons of other options to do things?
Good call.
I've been to Greenville, South Carolina for a week. Yep, there's nothing to do there. So at least on a Saturday night, everyone from the town's going to shut down because it's no Greensboro, it's Greenville. Just a joke.
And how far are the two from each other?
Probably 4 hours, 5 hours. They're not close.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Good answer.
Thank you.
Good job, bro.
Proud of you.
All right, I'm going to turn my mic off. I want to see what the two of you guys can do for the next 2 minutes.
We can ruin your reputation in 2 minutes. That's what we can do.
He's already done that.
Yeah, that's why he didn't get a credential.
I know. Don't run, Dave. Don't be afraid.
Speaking of Dave, ironic, and you didn't do that on purpose. Trust me,
it's
I know.
It's a segue. That's what we call it.
No, it's really
industry.
Not.
That's
what we do. The 3:15 segment, and momentarily, Paulie is going to be on, who's coming to town.
To fight Artem.
To fight Artem.
In the bare-knuckle boxing right here live in Tampa, Florida.
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
June 22nd
in Tampa.
And I am credentialed for that.
No, you're not.
Not yet.
Dang it.
You're not credentialed. Ugh. And you're not going to be credentialed. I told you I'll get you a pair of tickets.
How do I get in?
With a pair of bought tickets.
Well, then I got to sit with like average people. I'm like, I can't do that.
Wow. He is moving in with you.
Oh, no, thanks. You need a roommate?
Do you know why he's moving in with you?
Why is that?
He just called the person he's going to the fight with an average person.
My wife?
Now, she already dislikes him.
Yeah, she's already my roommate. True.
Wow. That's bad. That's real bad.
You just said that. What am I going to have to do? Sit with regular, ordinary people?
Yeah, I can't be with that common folk.
You're sitting with your wife.
I'm royalty.
You're far from that.
Wow. Quick question.
Yes.
How can you separate the preliminary card from the main card when it's on the same channel?
A commercial break.
Nothing separate. It's all the same.
Maybe they change the
time. I don't have to change the channel.
Right. Well, there is a difference. The mat will change.
No, it won't.
They change the mats and stuff. I'm not saying they're going to necessarily do it on Saturday, but you know when they change from Fight Pass to the prelims to the main card, you know, things are different. Sometimes, I'm not saying this time because they're not going to have, you know, all the top-notch broadcasters, but you know they could change that like they do with WWE. So it can be done.
Change the padding on the post.
All of that is possible. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
No.
You're awful at this.
What do you mean I'm awful at this?
You went to school for this, and you just look around. You're staring at, you know, the bugs.
Oh, yeah, they're soccer.
And the ceiling.
What do you want me to do?
Nothing. I truly don't. Your one job was to introduce Paulie. And his voicemail is full, so now you don't need to do anything.
Well, I got to get my phone, and I don't know how to spell it.
Do you have the fight card?
I do.
All right.
We've just been talking. Where do you want me to start?
Wherever.
With names I can't pronounce, or?
Well, let him pronounce it.
I'm not giving him the computer.
Why not?
We'll start at the top.
Okay.
The main event. RDA against Kevin Lee.
I like this fight.
Is it the only one you like on the card?
No.
Okay. What are the other ones?
Honestly, you know, our guest at the bottom of the hour, Desmond Green, who was on the show in Philadelphia from Rochester. I'm interested in that. You know, I'm interested in somebody coming home, looking forward to. He put a lot of pressure on himself in that Philadelphia fight to win the fight so that he could be on this card. So I'm interested in that. I'm interested in seeing Megan now.
At Lantana, Florida. Palm Beach County. Okay. That's where he's fighting out of.
Right, that's where he's fighting out of, but he was born in Rochester.
Yeah, but I mean, eh. Kind of like you in Philly. It's like yes and no.
No, it's a little different. He grew up there. He went to school there.
Okay, so I'll give him that.
I was born there. That's it. I was stationed there. That's it. And I still have a love for Philadelphia. So imagine you moved away when you were 20 and you went on. I don't want to make fun of you. So imagine you, Matt,
yes.
That you moved away. And you made something of yourself.
Sure.
Not a whole lot because it's you and I get right. It. But, you know, you went back to bum whatever Idaho or wherever you're from.
Boise, Idaho?
Where are you from?
I'm staying with the B theme.
Where are you from?
I'm from Evansville, Indiana.
Okay. So
Don Mattingly was
not much better.
Don Mattingly was the second famous person to leave our city.
Don't even ask. Don't even.
He was. He just continues to be an idiot.
What are you talking about?
A bro.
That guy was just a baseball player. It's just a job.
There's and what
a
are you?
Lot of them. The face of an industry.
Really?
That's I don't know. I'll take the guy named John as the face of the industry.
Who's that?
Papa.
I'm going to
Papa John?
Yeah.
He has the same job I got. He's the owner of his own brand, his own concept.
Well, he's not in charge of anymore.
Yeah, but he has 4,000 units.
I think Dave is more the face of your industry.
No way.
Yeah, he
has
is.
Nothing to do with our industry.
No, that's not true.
He's an outsider. He has nothing to do with it.
That's not true. He does more for the industry than anybody.
No way.
He does.
No way. Not even close.
How many people, and I'm looking at Sean, how many people will go to a pizzeria that Dave has done a review on?
Already did it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I waited in the line.
I'm just saying. What? I'm not trying to break your heart, as it is.
No.
You know,
is it there?
Yeah, I sold that thing a long time ago.
Exactly. So, you know, it's like a Guy Fieri or any of those. people will go to your boy Dave and his Twitter account and his whatever to see where he has reviewed.
Right, of course.
So again, he's more a spokesman than you are.
No way. Not a spokesman.
He's about to lose his mind.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, you know, he's
going to call me.
I can see it.
He's going to call me Kiermaier, and he's going to punch me in the face.
Yeah, I mean, that guy, that man, these knuckleheads, man. Like, get Dave Feldman on the phone. I want to fight both those guys in the squared circle. Bare knuckle.
First of all,
on June 22nd, I'll take either one of them. You're one of those idiots.
First of all, you would never get A licensed. Because you have to be licensed.
Why not? Why would I get licensed?
Because you've never had a professional fight.
I don't need a professional
fight. You've lost the amateur fights.
I've never had a professional fight.
Right. That's why you can't fight in a professional organization.
I can get sanctioned for that.
I bet you can't.
I got a clean record.
Oh, my God.
I got a driver's license.
Oh, my God. The show.
Just has outstanding toll bills.
Yeah. The first hour was so good, and you've had to ruin this whole thing in the last 10 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm being honest.
How am I ruining it?
I can't wait to drop on that tomorrow.
You guys are poking me like you're like oh,
tomorrow. It's probably tonight.
Oh, tonight. Yeah. I'm going to start dropping a Matt at 4:15 tonight.
You guys are.
Yeah, because you have to say Matt and not a McClellan.
Yeah. You guys are poking me. It's like you're like messing with like a sleeping bear. You keep poking with.
No, you're awake.
Guy.
Unfortunately, yeah. You're awake
and coherent.
And again, I'm not trying to bust your bubble, but it's fun. You know that he has
a huge platform.
He has more people who know him than know you. So that would make him.
You say that, but I don't think that's true. I really don't believe it's true. I don't.
How many followers does he have?
It's like something in the 700,000.
Well, no,
of
course.
You have seven.
No, a source. No, that's six. I just lost one. Sean, go back online. Add me back. Sean.
Sorry. Sean. Didn't mean to.
No. Once it's deleted, it can't be reactivated.
I mean, he's done an amazing job. He has a great social media. He has a great platform. Nobody's knocking that. I'm not knocking that. I'm just knocking the delivery and the method of which he's doing it at our expense.
And I understand. Well, it's not at your expense because he's never come here to review yours.
But my bike ride up the East Coast in 2010, I spotlighted what made these family-owned pizzerias great to uplift our industry, to make a difference, to help these family-owned businesses, give them a positive spin in the media that pizza is a healthy food. What he's doing is he's doing the opposite of that in some cases.
But
not all of them. But and he has toned it down. If you watch his recent videos this week or last month, he's actually kind of toned it down a little bit. He's not so offensive. He's not trying to like hurt the family business like he did.
I know you're going to say I'm only saying this because it's you.
Right.
Okay. And I'm not. I'm being honest. If I was me and I wanted to go to a pizzeria, I would go to his thing before I'd go to your bike ride. To determine what pizza place I'm going to go to.
I never did a review thing. I never tried to find the best pizza.
No, I understand.
His idea is genius. It's great.
So
I'm not knocking that. That's
so
great...
he is helping a lot of these pizzerias, whether you like the guy or not.
If he likes them.
If he likes it.
If he doesn't like them, he's trashing these people, and he's ruining their livelihoods. That's the issue that I have.
Because, how is that any different?
It's not any different.
Hold on. Let me finish. And I don't want to talk about this each and every week because it's killing me, but how is that any different from the local newspaper that sends somebody to go review a restaurant?
Absolutely zero difference.
Right.
But the difference of this case is that he is trying to make himself an expert. He's attempted to be this pizza expert, which he has no experience in. And he doesn't even give pizza a fair shake because he only wants the typical New York style that you're...
That's
that
not
you're
true.
Customer. No,
he's reviewed everything.
He does, but he also says before he reviews that he doesn't like it. It's not his style. He hates it, you know. And so he's always biased. He talks about being biased to Neapolitan style, to Chicago style, to all the different styles. And just because they have a special niche in their market doesn't mean they're not a great pizza.
I now understand why the athletes get so mad at us, and mainly you, when we talk food as they're cutting weight.
Okay.
I'm cutting weight at 4:10 tonight.
Yes.
I'm not able to eat. Yet you're continuing to talk about pizza.
You just missed the 8.9 pizza slice over.
You did. Yeah, that was legit.
Written by a guy who's eaten obviously everything.
Obviously. Oh, now he's making fun of me.
Just saying.
This doesn't make me an expert, though.
Everything on his...
It doesn't make him an expert.
On your timeline, everywhere he goes to his new city, he checks into a restaurant.
Thoughts about Rose Namajunas' fight?
Did you say Bros Namajunas?
Bros Namajunas. I think it was a long time coming. I don't think she's really had the mentality of a champion. I don't think she's wanted to keep the belt. I think she was, I believe her. She's relieved that the pressure's off. I think she's going to be content going back to just living life. I don't know if she'll fight again. I don't think we'll see her again. I don't think she'll come back.
What do you think, Sean?
I don't think she's coming back.
Yeah, I don't think
she's always had that mentality.
Right.
She's done.
Yeah.
Well, and again,
she accomplished what she needed to, and now it's over.
Misha Tate, the exact same thing. You know, she won the title, and that's what she was looking for, and I'm okay with it. As always, the keyboard warriors that are ripping her because she made a comment that she may call it a career. Well, she may. You know, Nick was just on. He said in the middle of a fight he wanted to stop.
Right.
He didn't want to quit that fight. He made that perfectly clear. He wasn't going to quit. But he was thinking, this might not be what I want
to
do.
It's a tough way to make a paycheck.
It's,
you know,
the only thing tougher is sitting here for 2 hours talking to you.
It's tough.
It is tough. I'm starting to think getting punched in the face would be a whole lot more fun.
He's like,
I love it.
But think about it. Of what Nick said in the middle of the fight as he's getting elbowed in the face, he's thinking, this might not be for me.
Yeah, I mean.
But that goes to show what I've talked about, that your mind can wander.
Sure.
You know, I mean, your guy's mind wanders in the middle of the show because you don't pay attention.
Steph Curry talked about it last night with his parents in the stands playing against his brother. He looked up there 3 or 4 times to see his mom wearing a Blazer jersey cheering for him. It's kind of weird. He's not paying attention on the court. Break every so often. It's okay.
I don't know if I have a problem with her.
I had no problem with her.
They ought to go for the younger one anyway.
Why?
Because the older one's already an established champion.
Yeah, but one has a chance of winning another ring. The other one doesn't.
Well, no, he would win a ring. Wouldn't he win a Western Conference ring?
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah,
I mean, it's still a participation. I get all that. No, I mean, I definitely understand it. But will Portland win a game?
No. They will not.
Four game sweep. That's probably the only way maybe not. Golden State's still good. I think that they swarm right through whoever comes out of the East if Durant's healthy.
It'll be 5 games.
And you hear what the rumor is that Durant's already telling people? He's going to New York.
Huh? They didn't win the draft, but they get the lottery, but they get him. And they get Kyrie. They said there was zero chance Kyrie's going to L.A.
So if you get Durant, you get Kyrie, and where's your pick? 4?
3. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you get R.J. Barrett, the original number one pick.
Right.
Could be stacked.
Could be worse things. All right. 3 quarters down. This is when in college football you stick those 4.
I hate that.
Why? It's just letting everybody know. You may not be paying attention.
Well, you may not be paying attention. I know what it's for.
What's it for?
You're supposed to give it your all because it's the 4th quarter. Give everything you have.
See, I don't know about
1 through 4, you give everything you
absolutely
have.
Absolutely. Well, that's like another one of my pet peeves. I'm going to give 110%.
Not possible.
I would just like you to give 10%, but 110 doesn't exist. 10 does, but 110 doesn't.
I'm just like the NBA. I'm waiting till the 4th quarter to play hard.
Let's go hit a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to reach out to Desmond Green. He was on the show before. He's coming back. He's fighting in his hometown. Should be good stuff. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza. Duh. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stassa.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio. Make sure you watch me fight the Cowboy November 10th, UFC on Fox.
He got his bite. Did he?
Yeah, he did get his bite. He got an orange bike, I think we're going to swap it out for a different color.
Are you?
I think so.
What color?
I don't know.
Platinum?
That would be cool.
That would be a cool platinum bike.
We've got to get him on a Rolodex. So as soon as he knows his next fight, we're going to get a new liner. And then before every new fight, that's going to be the deal. I'm going to get you the upgraded seat. I'm going to get you the little circus bell. You know, that bell thing that you have when you're like five. Bring, bring. We're going to hook that bike up.
All right.
Desmond Green coming on momentarily. Another fight this weekend in his hometown. Yeah, we were kind of talking about that. I think it would be cool, but I also think it could be a lot of pressure, and that's what we'll ask him when he comes on. He was at a community center.
So who? I got a question.
Oh, my God.
So who selects the cities for these fights? Is it the UFC or is it ESPN?
No, it's the UFC.
I would say a little bit of both now.
Yeah, I mean,
I would say that ESPN has a little hand in it.
They may have a little bit, but the person that probably has more would be Desmond Green. He said, I demand that you go to Rochester.
Going home, baby.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I didn't know if that was a segue that he's on or not.
No.
Yeah, I thought it was a segue.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So good job. Paying off, too.
We'll do a pivot, and we'll go a different direction.
Until they go to Hartford. Right? Or Bridgeport.
Right. Right.
Or Providence.
Bridgeport, New York.
Or, where are they? What's the town they're in?
They're in somewhere in Connecticut.
Yeah,
how far is that from Matt Hamill up in Ithaca?
Why, is he there?
That's where he was from. Fighting out of.
I know that he was trying to get on one of the cards that was like in that back woods
really?
Or something.
Yeah, I keep on thinking stores, but it's not stores. That's where the school is.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of where it's Stamford.
No, that's
WWE. WWE is there. It's got to be. It's outside of Hartford, because remember that time we flew to Boston, flew into Hartford, and the guy who passed away.
Stuart Scott.
Yeah, Stuart Scott was on the plane.
Oh, yeah. Stu.
Unfortunately, it's kind of like what I told a guy that I hadn't seen in 40-some years was in your store on Friday, and I went to his nephew, and I said, what do you want? What do you want your mom and your uncle to buy you? You want a car? You want a house? What do you want? Because I know stories about both of them.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, I did. I did say that to him. I know some stories about former ESPN peeps.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
Well, I'm not telling.
I'll buy you.
It'd be better for his current ones.
Yeah, I'll buy you a car. What do you want?
The
Bristol.
Well, all right. No, Bristol.
Bristol.
That's right. You know, that's Pat Miletich put a thing up, something about being a Mason, and he's like, when I have secrets to tell, I always never tell them, or something like that, okay. You know. So, kind of strange, kind of crazy, but it was cool. It made more sense. This doesn't, but I'll try to have it for next Wednesday. Because it was cool. I mean, it was one of those memes, and, you know, when I tell secrets, I never tell secrets, or you know, something like that. So, like I said, you asked me who picks the cities.
Who picks them?
All right. Sometimes it's the UFC. Maybe ESPN has a say. But in this particular case, for this Saturday night, Desmond Greed made all those decisions. DG, how are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad.
Doing good. I'm not going to lie. I'm on cloud nine right now.
You know, I was telling the guys, and of course, you know, you were on the show in Philadelphia. You told me in Philly that you'd be on this card in your hometown. Yeah. Was there any doubt that you were going to be on this card?
To be honest with you, yes. The faith always stayed high. Don't get me wrong. The faith always stayed high. But about 2 weeks after the fight, you know, my manager told me, like, hey, listen, I talked to Sean, and he said the card is booked up. They're not going to be able to fit you on. I guess they had some of the matchups that they wanted to make, but, you know, either the guys didn't want to take it, or it was too short notice, or the fights didn't make sense. So he also told me, like, you know, nope, it's done. So I was like, oh, man, I was discouraged. But, you know, my mom told me she had a dream that I was going to get on it anyway. So, you know, I still had a gut feeling that, you know, somebody's going to fall out, you know, there's a couple of lightweight fights on here, so I'm like, you know, maybe I wasn't hoping any bad thing on it. Maybe somebody's gonna fall out, maybe somebody's gonna get injured, and I'll get a short replacement call. And then, long behold, about 3 weeks later, after Sean said no, they were like, I think the Rochester was just the crowd. People were on their back about putting me on here, because Sean called my manager and was like, hey, listen. We're going to put him on the card. We don't have an opponent yet. We don't know who it's going to be, but just tell him he'll be on the card. And, man, I was ecstatic.
You know, and that's why, you know, when I talk to a lot of NFL guys, if they get released by a team and then 3 years later they come back, it's when you do the right things and you say the right things and you don't say the wrong things. Can you imagine if you would have gotten all upset and this and that, you wouldn't be on the card?
Oh, you want to know what's so funny about that contest to what you're saying? So after they told me, I was upset. You know, I was like, man, how can they do this to me? You know, I fought out the country. I fought guys overweight for them. I put my tail on the line time and time again. I wanted to actually go on social media and make a big first. And I was about ready to tell people, don't even go to the fight. But I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be a company man. I'll take it on the chin. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. I was even going to get on social media and have everybody start attacking. Sure, not attacking, but, you know, like, at Sean and Dana, telling them to put me on, you know, annoying them, trying to go the annoying route. But I was like, nope, I don't want to be that guy. I'm just going to sit back and take whatever happens. And I feel like had I done that, it would have just been poking a line. They're like, no, you're definitely not on the card. You know, you're annoying us now. We already told you can't get on it. So why would you go on social media and try to get everybody to tell us to put you on there? You know, that's just backwards. So I didn't take that route. And I think had I took that route, I might have not gotten that second call back. But you know, I stayed humble, and I got rewarded for it, like you were saying.
Is it possible, and I hate asking questions that we don't know the answer to, but I'm going to do it anyway. You know, now that you are fighting Saturday night in your hometown, and you're already putting enough pressure on yourself no matter where you're fighting. It's your livelihood. You make more money if you win, all that kind of stuff. But now that fighting at home, mean so much. Can it be added pressure now put on you for Saturday night?
Oh, yeah, it is added pressure, 100%. But, you know, it's a good pressure. You know, there's two types of pressure. There's the pressure that makes you fold and the pressure that makes you grow. This is the pressure that makes me grow. I've spent the better half of yesterday and today running around doing interviews and the same thing for tomorrow. But, you know, this is what I wanted. Like, this is my home. Like, this is where all of my friends and family are. This is where I was born at. My children were born here. So it's a good pressure. You know, this is my way of giving thanks back to the town that's done so much for me, that's been following me so much and giving me so much support. You know, I'm taking that pressure and using it as motivation. Like, I love it.
Did you change your voicemail where it now says, "I have no tickets, call Ticketmaster"?
No, I should though. What I should do is I should set up a thing so every time somebody messages me, it sends the automatic message back saying that. I've gotten, and I've already reiterated online how I don't have any tickets. And even till today, I've still gotten a couple messages, guys asking, "Hey, do you have tickets for sale?" I just simply say, "No, I'm sorry, I don't." I've definitely been getting those questions.
Well, I guess it's better than people not calling you. You know, at least it's people that do want to come out and support you and watch the fight on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like you just said, you know, I'd rather have that than later. So,
exactly.
I can deal with that.
I always ask fighters, how do you spend the week, you know, fight week, you know, staying off your feet and kind of, you know, keeping your mind busy. Flip side, now that you're fighting in your hometown, how do you cut back and not overdo getting out in the community, going and seeing people and you know, trying to promote this card even more? How do you draw that fine line?
Really, you know, what I do is I don't even draw the line. You know, there is no line. You know, I do what I can. And whatever I can't do, I don't do. You know, I don't put too much emphasis on am I overdoing it or am I underdoing it. You know, I take everything for what it is. And, you know, I just try to live in the moment and, you know, really, like I said, you know, just take it for what it is. You know, do these shows, do the interviews, soak in the good energy. And then, you know, just living in the moment, enjoying the moment. Because me, I'm really like a in the moment type of guy. You never know what can happen. God forbid I get hurt or something. I may never be able to fight in front of my hometown again. I may never be able to speak on these radio shows again. So everything I take literally with a grain of salt. And, you know, I try to just, you know, home in on it and, you know, not put too much emphasis, not put too much pressure on it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'll just throw this one out about your comment. You will always be welcome on this program. No matter what you're doing, when your fighting days are over, whatever, you will always have, a headset, a microphone to come on this program. I loved meeting you in Philadelphia. I'm looking forward to watching you on Saturday. What can you tell us about your opponent?
So my opponent, he's from Quebec, Canadian. He's a young guy. I think he's in his early 20s. He's 9-1. You know, 9 finishes. But, you know, I've looked at his fights. He's a TKO double champ. So they have the majority of his fights have been on Fight Pass, which is good for me because I was able to, you know, just sign right on the Fight Pass and watch, like, his last 4 or 5 fights. And, I think he's decent. You know, I don't think he's a world beater, and I don't think he's a scrub. I think he's falling in that category as a decent fighter who can have success. But, honestly, it's the wrong place, wrong time type of thing for him. This is my moment. You know, this is my hometown. You know, I'm not letting anybody take anything away from this moment. So, you know, I think for him, this isn't a good matchup, especially because if you look at his only loss, it comes from a wrestler who's not even had the attributes that I've had and the accomplishments that I've had in terms of wrestling. So, you know, I think his weakness is one of my greatest strengths, and that's never a good thing going into a fight. You know, so I think I'm going to definitely take advantage of that. You know, I'm going to take it to the ground. But minus that, even the stand-up, you know, I think I'm a bigger fighter. I see he's coming up from 145. So, you know, I just really plan on using my experience, my wrestling, and my aggressiveness to secure this win with a finish. I want a big finish.
So you told us a little bit about your opponent. Tell us a little bit about your city, Rochester.
Yeah, so Rochester, man, Rochester is a beautiful city. You know, it gets a bad rap because it's not like a lot of things to do as per se, like you want to go like monuments and stuff like that. But the people are good people. They support. You know what I mean? The weather isn't always the prettiest, but you know my city is really nice and it loves their own. You know, and you guys are gonna see at the fight. You know, the welcome that I'm gonna get when I walk out is gonna be second to none. And yeah, I'm just happy to be able to perform in it. You know, it's a small city, so everybody knows everybody. It's one of those cities where like if you grew up here, you got like four or five cousins that's not your cousin, just calling your cousin. You know what right. I mean?
Sure. So,
yeah, now, love it. It's a nice home city.
I remember I asked you this in Philadelphia. I'm going to ask it again, and I'm sure you've seen it more now because it is in Rochester. What's it like? You flip on ESPN, you wake up in the morning, the TV goes on, and that little scroll is down at the bottom, and it says your name on that four-letter network.
Oh, man, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, just today I did an interview on DKX, the premier stations here, and, oh, man, my phone was blowing up with pictures and video clips of me doing the interview and like, oh, listen, we hear you on the radio. And I'm just like, oh man, I love it. Like I can't even put it into words, you know. It's unfathomable. Like I was saying this morning, it's so great to just be able to, like, to say it's a dream is an understatement. Like being able to perform in my city at the Blue Cross Arena is a fantasy of mine, and I just want to take full advantage of it, live in a moment and really get it.
And this is something that you can build your career on. So what can we expect to see Saturday night?
Saturday night, man, you can see a lot of fireworks. You know, right now, I just had a great showing in Philly. I've already got this buzz about my name. So I really think with this finish, you know, I just don't want to win. I want a dominant finish. And I think if I do that, I can really get that push from the UFC brass here out moving forward to moving to those top 20 contentions, and then later on moving to that top five and title contentions. Like I plan on really taking over this year, getting one or two more fights in and breaking that top 20, and then 2020 I'm coming for the belt.
It would only make sense for you to win a bonus in your hometown.
Oh man, I'm going for it. It's funny you say that. So I got four teammates on the card, and they're all like, God dang it. Like, now I got to compete with you other three for the bonus. And like, because each of us, we love each other. So we're like, I hope you get the bonus. But I want the bonus too. You know what I mean? So
right.
we're all gunning for the bonus, and we're all also gunning for each other to get the bonus. So, yeah, man, it may the best man win.
It's always, I want the bonus, but if I can't get it, I want you to get it, but I want the bonus.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Like you said, you got to finish up with that, but I want it.
Exactly. Great stuff. Desmond, great talking to you again. Best of luck on Saturday night. We're going to put you on hold so I can get your address again to send you another care package from 8 Man Strong.
No problem. No doubt. Thank you, man.
Yeah, have a good time. Fighting in his hometown. Definitely good stuff.
That is.
Don't just shake your head.
Because
it's hollow in there. So it's not like you can make a noise.
I want to fight in my own hometown.
But you don't have a hometown.
I'm from here. From where I am.
Well, that might be better. I can maybe go with that.
I'm my hometown. The state of delusion.
It's actually pretty funny.
It really is. That's his best one of the day. That's. I got to give it to you.
I'm going home. Got my cord. I'm gone.
Can you make a phone call to your bro?
Paulie Maggiani?
No, your bro. Who's your real bro?
Oh, Conor McGregor.
No.
Oh, it's terrible. Hulk Hogan. Terry.
Brother.
Terry.
They're coming to town. Raw. Coming to town.
Yeah, they're coming back.
I don't want you to say, yeah, they're coming back. I want you to make a phone call.
Okay. Well, what call? I'll just go see him. I'll bring you with me.
I don't want to go. I just want tickets. What I just said about Desmond.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll purchase them. I don't want anything given to me. Just the ticket I want. I want to be sitting in one of those chairs with a headset on.
Okay, you want to be like...
He's like, what are you talking about? I never watch wrestling.
Yeah, I don't watch wrestling. I just hang out with wrestlers. I don't watch it.
All right, let's go hit this real quick break if we're ready, and then when we come back, it'll be our final UFC Rochester interview with Patrick Cummings. So if we're ready, let's go do that. This is Knockout Radio coming to you from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bummer Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
Bronze Bomber going down Saturday night. Won't play. The Bomber in Brooklyn. At Barclays.
With burnt pizza.
And all the bros.
We'll be at the Barclays.
Boxing.
With Bradley.
Best Harris ever.
Beating.
This is so stupid. All right.
You're the one who started a weekly segment of Pick a Letter.
Well, hopefully we're going to turn it into baseball. So let's welcome to the program our final UFC guest for tonight as we get ready for Saturday's UFC card on ESPN. Let's welcome Patrick Cummingson. Patrick, how are you?
I'm the grand finale.
You are the main event. Let me ask you this. I know that you're from outside of Philadelphia. Are you a baseball fan? Or are you a Phillies fan?
No, but if I had to choose, I would probably be a Phillies fan. But yeah, I'm not a big sports fan overall, honestly.
What do you do then to relax and to get your mind off of either training or the upcoming fight?
I like the mountain bike a lot. I feel like just getting outside and kind of being out in the mountains is kind of my happy place.
Well, I'm still going to send you the gift that I was going to give you. I do a lot with the Philadelphia Phillies. The spring training is here in Clearwater. So because you're from so close to Philadelphia, I was going to send you one of the game Phillies jerseys that I have. So,
I would rock that.
I will send that up to you. How has training changed, you know, for you since your first fight?
Since my first fight, I mean, I had 8 days notice to get ready for that one, so it's changed quite a bit. I mean, obviously, time has passed, and you know, as you get older, your body can only handle so much training volume, so. It's become less intense, but I think it hurts more, if that makes sense.
Sure.
And, I think you just kind of, you start, you know, you become a veteran, you start picking up little tricks here and there, and you know, it's not. I think you don't waste as much brain energy on it as well. You know, like that stress side of it, you know, you become more experienced, and you don't have to worry so much. You know, it's more because you've been there, you've done it, and it's just time to go out there and perform.
Eve Edwards once told me that the work is the training camp, is the training every day. The reward for all of that hard work is the actual fight. Is that how you look at it as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's your reward is getting out there and competing and giving yourself, you know, a good showing. And, I think there are definitely, I mean, I enjoy aspects training, and you know, don't get me wrong, but it's not meant to be fun. You know, you're preparing for a fight, and you want to do your best. So you make it as hard on yourself as you can handle. But this week, you know, the last couple of days, you gotta start slowing down your training and your body starts coming back to life, and then hopefully everything is peaked and ready to roll on Saturday night.
How do you prepare yourself? How do you get through this week? You know, I was mentioning it earlier. Is it kind of like, you know, 4 days left of school and you're counting it down and you can't wait until Saturday? So how do you pass the time?
I think distractions are very important, and making weight is obviously a big distraction. You know, when you're hungry and you want, you know, your nutrition side of it, all those things, I mean, it helps, you know, and you start cutting your water, you know, it takes your mind off it, kind of, but it also makes you think, all right, I'm struggling through this hard time right now. I'm not eating, I'm not drinking, and you know, it kind of puts an edge on you. And you know, as soon as that weigh-in is done, then you're ready to go. Like, all right, somebody's got to pay for what I just put myself through, you know.
What's the first, then, you know, everything that you put yourself through and your opponent's going to pay for that, what's the first treat, what's the first reward after the fight, because that'll be the reward first, you know, that you would give yourself? And is it the same reward all the time, whether it's a food or a drink or whatever?
You know, that's kind of tough to say. I feel like it's more, I don't really look at it like that. You know, there's not one thing that I'm like, oh man, I can't wait to have this. I think it's more of, all right, I get a week to kind of do all the things I like outside of, you know, the training aspect. But, you know, I can go see my family. You know, my family is here on the East Coast, and I don't, you know, I train on the West Coast. I don't get to see them that often. So it's nice to kind of take that week and go see all the people that I care about. And, you know, it's not so much, oh man, I really, you know, I want to have a beer or, you know, whatever. It's like, nah, that stuff, you know, comes and goes. But, I sacrifice so much to do what I do. It's so nice to be able to just come spend some time with family and not constantly be distracted by training or, you know, thinking about a fight. It's just, you know, you get to relax.
Well, speaking of training, how does training change, or does it even change, you know, depending on the opponent, or is it always kind of the same training and your opponent needs to worry about you, not you worry about him?
Yeah, that's kind of been my philosophy is, you know, obviously everybody has one or two things they do really well and you need to look out for. And it's good to have that in your head. But I think the way I've always looked at it is, he needs to look out for me, and this is what I'm going to do. And you know, obviously, some of that plan, some of the things that I choose to do, are going to be developed from, you know, what he does. Maybe staying away from some things that he does, or finding that weakness. But for the most part, I want to concentrate on me and make the best me out there. And, you know, I, for a long longest time I've had a goal of, okay, you know, I'm going to string a bunch of fights together. I'm going to be the champion. And I think I've kind of changed that goal recently and just kind of narrowed it down. You know, that goal's still there, but it's not so much in the forefront of my mind. I'm more thinking about the performance. You know, just this fight, I want to be the absolute best me that I can be. And, you know, it takes the pressure off, I think. It, you know, when you think about all the things mounting from, oh, who are you going to call out after you win this fight? And what are you going to do here? And, you know, what are your steps to becoming the champion? It's like, no, I'm just thinking about one thing, and I'm thinking about Saturday night. And just put the absolute best version of myself out there.
One fight at a time. I mean, that's really all you can do. What was it like the first time you saw your name on that, you know, now that ESPN, the partnership with the UFC, the first time you saw your name on that scroll on the four-letter network?
it just kind of solidified the thought that, oh, wow, like, I'm a professional athlete. You know, I mean, we've been professional athletes for, you know, for a long time, but, you know, when you get tossed in there with all those other mainstream sports, it's kind of cool to see.
You know, it's a sport that you and I both love. I've covered this. UFC 11 was the first one I covered, and I always thought we could go. It just means I'm old. That's all. But to see it finally, thanks for laughing. I appreciate it. You know, to see it now on, you know, from Spike to Fox to now the four-letter network that we all go to. Whether we're a sports fan or not, we've all thrown on ESPN. You know, like you said, it kind of validates, and it's just on our way to bigger and better things.
Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of it also makes you think about, you know, what the future holds from here, and it's kind of neat. And you know, maybe I might not see it as an athlete, but it'll be cool to kind of be a pioneer of it.
Absolutely. What should we expect Saturday night, you versus Hector Herrmann?
I think you're gonna see the best possible version of me. You know, I think in the past I haven't been able to put that, you know, 100%. This is what I can do out there. I think, you know, I've hovered around the 40% mark. So I think you're gonna see a big improvement in me and I think the finish will be there, whether it's on the ground or it's on the feet. I feel very good about ending this fight before the 15 minutes is up.
Awesome. Great stuff, Patrick. Thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold real quick so we can get your address to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for giving us a couple minutes of your time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Saturday night, you know, like I said, even now, I get more excited after the athletes come on. You know, we get prepared, we talk to them, and you know, I've always said that's the whole WWE thing as well. You know, you want fans to get to know these athletes,
sure.
And now you kind of have more than just, we're an MMA fan. You know, now you want to, and I don't even want to say root, I want to watch the four athletes that we just had on. You know, now we've had, you know, all three of them, you know, on before,
sure.
We're three of the four. But, you know, it just gives everyone, the fans out there, us, sponsors, all sorts of more eyes that have more of an interest. Still the same interest, but more of it.
And I know this is going to sound crazy because
it does. It's coming from you.
I don't usually give compliments, but I think that the
just to yourself.
I think the thing that makes you brilliant or respected in this industry and this sport is the fact that you take guys who are up and coming and you treat them like they're the superstars and you give them the respect that they and as they develop and grow and they become the champion and become the defending champions and then become the GOATs, they still remember that Randy Harris and Knockout Radio were there from day one and you never changed the way you treated them. And that's what I think is brilliant about your career, is that you've been able to do that for so long. And it shows. It shows live at the events. It shows live cage side. And it shows the way you're respected around the organization.
He knew you were about to fire him, so yeah, he had to throw in the compliment.
I saw the pink paper.
Did you see it? Yeah.
I was like, what is that, a birthday card?
It was a coin toss between you and me, and he figured it was you.
He saw that there's 90 seconds left, and now's the time to throw it.
You got that was your what the mat moment of the week.
Yes. No, what the mat will be in about another 60 seconds.
What?
When I fire him.
Oh, okay.
No. I just cemented my legacy right there. Just don't
really know about that.
Bought myself another week ahead.
Maybe not. Well, it depends on what the pizza tastes like tomorrow when I can eat. Colonoscopy at 11. I'll be here by 2.
It'll be a 9.2 by tomorrow morning.
Well, we will see. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank everyone who's listening to the live show, the replays, the downloads, and as well to 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Without them, we certainly wouldn't be here. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
Sean Care Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next Wednesday. And go Knockout Radio.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.